This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Special Forces said on Tuesday they rescued an Israeli hostage from a tunnel in the southern Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Video showed a military helicopter landing at a hospital to receive the 52-year-old, who spent more than 10 months in captivity after he was abducted by Hamas-led gunmen on October 7th.
We received Mr. Fahan al-Qadi, a returned captive from Hamas tunnels.
Dr. Shalomi Kodish of the Soroka Medical Center said al-Qadi was in stable condition. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said al-Qadi was recovered in a complex rescue operation from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky revealed on Tuesday he has a plan he wants to present to U.S. President Joe Biden, which he believes will end the war with Russia. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
There was no indication of what the next steps would be, but he said he was hoping to attend the UN General Assembly in New York in September and that he was preparing to meet Biden. The comments come as several people are dead and multiple injured after Russia continued major missile and drone attacks across Ukraine regions for a second day, officials said on Tuesday, a day after Russia pummeled Ukrainian energy infrastructure with more than 200 missiles and drones on Monday in its biggest air attack of the war. While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. And as Russia fired dozens of missiles and drones, Ukraine's president says some were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets, the first use by Ukraine of an F-16.